Nigga, give me some money. All right? I don't want to see you or know you. You ain't got to raise it.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
Just cough up the bread, bro.
Come up off that money, nigga.
Welcome back, Shiro.
It's me, Skeletor, and I'm hosting It's Like a Podcast or whatever, and with me is this mock-ass Buster Trick over here.
He-Man.
Nigga, shut up. All right, let's get into it, man. A lot of shit happened this week, brother.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yep. Sure did.
You all right over there?
Yep.
What's going on, man? How was your week?
Well, I had some friends over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For show.
It was quite nice. Yeah, we had a good time.
What'd y'all get into?
Had some bitches over.
You had some bitches over?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you? Really?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
Yep. The finest of Edonia.
No, wait. When you say bitches, What do you mean by that? Listen, this is a complete no judgment zone, man. If you but bitches. All right, I'm just gonna come right out and ask.
I mean, hot ladies.
Oh yeah.
Sweet ladies with sweet bodies that I like to touch.
Like boobies.
Yes, like boobies,
yeah, really?
and butts.
Mm.
Oh, I like them all. Both butts and also boobies.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
You know, He-Man, we've known each other for what? Eons now? Like, literal, you know.
We do live in Eternia.
Yeah, you don't have to say Eternia like that every time you say Eternia, though, man.
Eternia!
Hey, nigga. Damn. People are wearing headphones.
Eternia.
Thank you. But for real, man, like, you know, we done tried to kill each other over the years.
I never tried
to
kill you.
All right, well, I didn't try. I tried to kill you, right? You know that. Like, I never made a secret of it, nigga. Like, I always kept it 100 with you, man. Like, I will give you that. If you ever feel like you want to, I don't know, admit something to me in private or in public, You totally can. You know that, right?
Yes, I would like to admit something.
Finally, nigga. Now, finally. Over.
Them bitches was dope.
Oh, God, no, dog. Come on, man.
We had a good time.
All right. No. Fuck you, man. If you're not going to, you know,
with the big butts.
Shut up,
stink.
Nigga. If you ain't going to keep it honest, you ain't gonna be 100
they
with me,
man.
They
need to wash their ass.
All right, man. Did you see earlier today on Twitter somebody beat up Brother Nature Man?
Yes. It was quite disappointing.
Did you see it, though?
I did not see what happened.
Okay, so you know the story, though, right?
Yes.
If you don't, if you didn't, or, you know, it's a slow news week, or, you know, we haven't gone to war with China by now. By the time you're listening to this pod.
And when we do, I'll have the masters of the universe on my side.
For real?
Yes.
Did you ever get your citizenship in America? The U.S.?
I'm on standby here in Eternia.
It's cool. You're a white man, blonde hair. You have nothing to worry about. Nobody's going to try to get you up out of here. But
they said it would take me maybe less than a year because I'm not from a backlogged country.
Damn, dog. Actually, a week. That shit.
That's a true term that they use. I know, in the nigga. That shit department.
Mad racist. I feel like, whatever. I live here. I make a living here in the United States of America. So, I'm gonna just keep it moving. Anyway, man, back to Brother Nature, man. So, apparently Brother Nature was chilling at a club, taking some pictures, whoop-de-whoop, like you would expect. Some guys were next to him in another booth. Started taking pictures of him taking pictures on some stand shit. Followed him to the restaurant that he was going to. I think it was called the Sandwichery or some shit.
That's a good place.
What did you get from the Sandwichery?
The sandwich one. The sandwich thing that's there.
Yeah.
Okay. The one with the sandwich.
Oh, no, I just thought you would have something in particular. You're just trying
all to... All of them are good.
Are you just trying to belong right now?
No.
You're just like... are you, you know... All right, anyway. So apparently they had tried the same guys. They saw Brother Nature leave the club. They followed him out of the club. They followed him to the restaurant. And I guess when they kind of started asking him... I don't know if they asked for like pictures or whatever. It went from, a video of him asking for potato chips to getting hit in the face by some Neanderthal. Kind of, you know. On some you shit.
What does that even mean?
On nigga you. Y'all like these barbarian ass niggas who, you know, anyway.
The clothing is for
fit. On the clothes, man. We don't live in Eternia anymore. Why are you not wearing pants?
It's so that I can run unhindered.
Nah, nigga, that shit weird. And you still got the boots, nigga. Ew, nigga, you got the furry Uggs, nigga. Like, what's
wrong? Well, I must keep my feet warm.
Nigga, get some Tim's, like, all right. Anyway, so the video, you know, shows this guy like beating Brother Nature up real bad, and so it was also published on Twitter by the guy who did it, who was bragging about beating up Brother Nature. Come on,
like, what did he do to anyone?
Right, like besides feet. Oh, I beat up a fucking pacifist. Like, you feel good, nigga? Like,
all right, sweet. You stole candy from a child and pushed him down and called him a bitch.
I mean, he's like kicking him in the head. This shit foul, dog. If anybody is out there, put a hit out on this nigga. I will pay my next paycheck to the nigga who takes him out. That's right. Boy, you got $573.84 on your head, boy. That's right, nigga. You keep your hands to yourself.
I'll throw money on that.
Right, nigga. Wait, ain't you? Yeah, you a prince.
No.
Oh, my bad.
No, I'm not.
I thought you knew one. My bad, dog.
Nope.
My bad.
I'm a different person than that person.
Yeah. No. That's my
We're
friend.
Two different humans.
I wasn't trying to dry snitch.
He's dry snitch? There's nothing to dry snitch about.
No, you're for real. Wrong. For real. No. Well, moving on. Like I said, if anybody who want to be almost $600 richer, find the nigga who beat up my mans.
And also find the Prince of Eternia who's not me.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get some money on that. But like I said, about 600, nigga. On his head. Kill him. All right. Hey, what's up? Future Skeletor here. We goofed. A couple of things. Brother Nature apparently was being a jerk in the club. At the restaurant. So he got stomped out. Apparently, I don't know, there were some other developments more. It apparently wasn't as cut and dry. I'll take it from here, Skelly. Hey, it's Handsome Bane. Also, we make reference to John Witherspoon possibly winning the Eitan Award for the Powies. And then Skeletor makes reference to possibly more celebrities dying just because the way years have been ending as of late. Well, I don't know, the trend of, you know, in December there's always that one last push that death seems to make. And this past Sunday, yeah, that couldn't be any truer. We lost Juice WRLD tragically at the age of 21. There was also Renee. Jeez, I don't want to disrespect the guy, but he played Odo in Deep Space Nine. Obviously, you know, you've heard it by now. And what sucks the most to me, just because it affected me the most, Carol Spinney, world renowned puppeteer and voice of Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird, you know, so part of our childhood has literally died. But of course, we appreciate and honor the work of such great people who, you know, came and gave us what they had and they went on. So, you know, I didn't want to make light of that with this, you know, well, I didn't want Skeletor to come on and make light of that, because that is totally the real Skeletor. And, we, you know, we go back to the bit.
Speaking of someone who should be killed, R. Kelly was back in the news.
Take his soul.
Dog, listen. They found the documents, my nigga.
You're done.
The documents. R. Kelly with a superseding indictment and one act of racketeering. Finding a fake ID in 1994 for a Jane Doe number one. All right. And that was what, August, April, one of them A months. One day before he married Aaliyah, who was 15.
Damn.
Now listen, I'm evil. You a wild nigga, all right?
I do like to punch a few things.
But ain't neither one of us no pedos, dog. Neither one of us no pedos, okay?
I'm shaking my head.
Yes, it's an audio medium. Thank you for that. Yeah, man, this shit wild, man. And here's the other thing. Duh, nigga. You know, you knew it.
I knew.
And you're not even from here.
R. Kelly used to slap in Eternia.
Man.
But that was before Bump and Grind. Right after that, we were like, ooh, this guy's weird.
Yo, here's some wild shit. Okay. Vibe. The song Vibe. Okay, so Vibe is one of his older songs before 12 Play. 12 Play dropped in 92. So Vibe had to be, let's say, 91 and back. 94, Aaliyah's 15, making Aaliyah like 12 when Vibe came out. At the very end of Vibe, you hear him saying like, who's got that vibe? You've got that vibe. All these girls. He's naming women. And then the last one he says is little cute Aaliyah's got it. That's not a joke, nigga. That's really in the song. Okay? And so he mentions little cute Aaliyah's got that vibe. So right there, grooming, right? Nasty motherfucker.
Bend him.
Bend that nigga, dog.
Bend him.
Bend him. Find a sharp corner.
And bend him against it.
Take this nigga's body sideways and slam it on that sharp corner.
Bend him the opposite way.
The opposite way that he goes, nigga, like 90 degrees backwards.
Because you know what? People like that deserve to be bended.
That's the
snippet. That's it.
That's the one time that your answer for everything being violence
is like accurate, nigga. Like, you ain't never even try to talk to me, dog.
I love to punch the screen.
All right. Anyway, but fuck our past, nigga. I'm talking about this nigga's past. Little Cute Aaliyah's got that vibe, right? So boom, we come out 94. Body's Calling Remix, right? Which was probably 93. Your Body's Calling came out. It was a smash hit. Boom, boom, boom. Then he does the remix. Your Body's Calling, Distant Lover, I'll Be Right Here, blah, blah, blah. The end, the bridge of that song. Niggas didn't peep. He said, Aaliyah, break it down. So you hear a female voice singing on the song. Who is it?
Aaliyah.
The L-I-Y-A-H, nigga. So she's probably 14 now. So the lyrics go, my body's calling you. This is Aaliyah singing now. Do what you want to do. Are you hungry? Then he says, yes, I'm hungry. And she answers back, do you want to eat? He says, ha ha ha. And she says, and I said, my body's calling for you. Come on, dog. This shit nasty. This nigga was allowed to be nasty for so long. Yes, I'm hungry. Fuck this nigga, dog. He was operating with that much impunity for that long. It's a whole bunch of motherfuckers that after we kill R. Kelly, they gotta go to the gallows too.
They must go.
That's a great contribution, He-Man.
I'm gonna.
Damn, He-Man, what insight, nigga. You like the smartest nigga they I know.
They must go.
You smart as fuck, He-Man. I swear to God, nigga. Yo, don't, like, on the show you had, like, you. Never mind, dog. All right.
My daddy's podcast is called Hyphenation. It's the world's greatest podcast. Barack Obama approved. On Hyphenation, my daddy talks about all kinds of cool things. And sometimes I'm on the podcast too. Sometimes he has his friend Marcus on. Sometimes he stays up really late and he's tired the next day. But it's worth it. But he loves his podcast and I love his podcast. So I really want you to listen to Hyphenation. So daddy doesn't get sad. He really doesn't get sad though because he has me. All right, please listen to Hyphenation. Thanks, y'all. I love the podcast, so please, please, please try to join. But if you know him.
Perfect. Thank you.
Can we hear it now?
How are the impeachment proceedings going?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too, man. They're giving Trump such a hard time, man, you know? Like,
I know, just,
like, how's a man supposed to president the United States?
You just know let him be, let him be who he should be.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah? You'll
just
fuck?
Let him, yeah.
Yeah, you fucks with Trump?
Yeah, I fuck with Trump.
No, for real, like seriously, like you.
I mean, yeah, he's got some good, you know.
You like how he's running the company, the country like a company,
some,
right?
He's got some good policies, I think. Yes. Why would that?
No, for real, I mean, agree.
Yeah, that's great. He's so far so good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you
have a MAGA hat?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd you get yours?
I got it at the border of Edonia and Eternia.
Me too. Oh, shit. You, who was it? Cletus.
Yes, Cletus was the one who sold it to me.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh. You know, you always wonder who's making
the money in between, like, where we, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because we had beef, and I don't know where you got your stuff. I don't know where I got my stuff from.
And you know what? Trump is really making it easy for everyone to just, you know, start from the ground up.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
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 Hell yeah, man. You know? And you're not even, like, royalty or anything. You're not, like, the prince of Eternia or the son of the king of Eternia
or anything. Just a regular guy.
Just a regular schmo. Just a regular strong man who just appears out of nowhere all the time. Damn. Yep,
no alignment to anyone.
Damn, man. Plot twist. Oh, listen, it's plot twist. He-Man's cool. Oh, shit. He's a Trumpy. You know?
Got that right.
Shit. Plot twist. You know what's you know what else is a plot twist?
What's
I am not. I don't fuck with Trump at all.
Oh, that neither do I. Neither do I. Neither do I.
He fucks up babies, nigga, and you support that
I don't
nigga?
Support him. I no,
oh,
no,
shit,
no,
this
no.
nigga, He-Man is a hypocrite.
We.
Oh, he protects the rich. Oh shit, this.
I don't protect the rich. I beat the rich up. I beat them up with
you
my hands.
You a whole hoe with your lying ass. See.
My hands. I use them to.
Scratch a liar and find a thief. Grandma Skeletor used to say.
The hell does that even mean?
It means, nigga, what I just did. I just brought your bitch ass out the closet. Trumpy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, shit, as nigga. A Trumpy and nothing else.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, all right. All right, fuck it. All right, man. That's enough. That's enough news. That's enough news, nigga. Let's get to the shits.
To the shits.
I love that noise. All right. Okay, so we are here to lay out some of the awards for the Isla Powell or the It's Like a Podcast Awards. It's Like a Podcast or whatever awards.
You don't even know the name of the podcast.
Nigga, shut up, nigga. You fuck with Trump.
I was just seeing if you did.
Nah, shut up. You're a liar.
I was testing you.
You ain't even that smart.
I'm pretty smart.
All right, nigga. Shut up. So we're talking about the awards. We have a list here of the awards that we want to put out, and maybe a couple of favorites or the front runners to possibly win some of these awards. Now, last year, some of you joined us for the Powie Awards, and it was a very elaborate process, which I won't run through right now. What we're simply talking about is niggas is laughing. The awards themselves and what they're for, okay? Cool. The categories, that's what I want. Drowning over here, nigga. Damn. All right.
It's so fun to watch you stew.
Nigga, you gay.
I'm not.
There ain't nothing wrong with that, nigga. I'm just saying. Hey, man.
That's it.
All right, cool.
Nothing else to talk about.
Cool, man. For sure.
Straight man. They'll call me he straight man for nothing.
All right. So... The Finesse Player of the Year Award.
I'm straight.
All right, man. All right. Damn, nigga. You ain't got to lie, Craig.
I'm not lying.
You got to kick it. All right. Finesse Player of the Year. Do you want to run down what that entails, He-Man?
Yes, sure. The Finesse Player of the Year is the person that we decide, or you decide, who would be the person that got away with something they should not have gotten away with in the most epic way possible. They finessed the system.
So, just to speak on it, last year, the winner was the MAGA Hat Bay, who pretended to be down with Trump, to bring out a bunch of people like He-Man.
Nope, I did the same thing she did.
No, you didn't, nigga. Shut up. So MAGA Hat Bay went on Twitter. Man, that feels like 5 years ago. Things happen so quickly now. She went online with a MAGA hat, a MAGA bucket hat, though. So you knew right there that it should have been, you should have known right there that something was up, because bucket hats got way too much sauce for a Trump nigga to really be into, you know? It's too much spice. Too much Lowry's on that shit, you know?
Too much aroma coming from that hat.
Right, but she went on and said that she was kicked out of her house. Her parents kicked her out of the house, and that she needed money for shelter and food. And, you know, God bless those maggots, man. They came out and gave the girl money, and then it was later revealed she was not a Trump supporter at all. And she kept the bread. Shit was funny as hell. Ah, hell no. Ah, shit. Hate to see it. You hate to see it.
I sent her $50.
Yeah, see, your dumbass.
It was only 50. I have more.
Oh, yeah, I bet you do.
I mean, I'm broke. I don't have anything.
You got bread out here, nigga.
No bread.
Next. So be thinking about that. I don't even know who will be a front runner for the scheming award, of course. People always like to say, Trump. Get this nigga up out of here.
I think he's got another 4 more years in him.
Unbelievable. All right. The Golden Durag Award goes to the Thug of the Year. And, well, I feel like I should always be in the running. Last year's winner was Thanos. That was before we saw him get his head chopped off and snapped into oblivion.
Hey, Skeletor.
Spoiler, nigga.
Hey, Skeletor. What? You can't be gangster if you get knocked out by one punch. I punch you, and you hit the ground. It's funny. Laugh with me.
You probably should win for all that thug loving you be receiving, but all right. Mr. Overcompensation over here. The next award goes to the meme of the year. Now, can you think of, that's pretty self-explanatory, meme of the year, the thing that was most memeable and or relevant in society, can I say words? In society, as memes often hold up a mirror to society's ugliness and dares you to laugh, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Am I off, nigga? Damn.
All no. Right.
So, I tell you what's not going to win. That lady and that cat bullshit.
That will win.
Nah, man. That's just stupid.
No.
That's enough.
It will win.
Nah, bruh. Maybe the Popeye's chicken sandwich memes. What else came out this year, meme-wise?
I don't remember. Hmm.
You high, nigga?
Yes.
Ah, see, there it is. Nigga out here admitting to all kinds of stuff.
Me and Men at Arms smoked some fine Chiba behind the building.
Men at Arms is a cool dude. You know?
He lit the joint with his arms.
Yeah, he got the gun hands.
And he let me feel his arms.
Oh, here we go. Does he know?
Know what?
That,
Know what?
Nah, never mind.
There's nothing to know.
Okay. Right now we got. Yes. And so I have to announce. A change in the programming. Last year we had the award for Rest in the Most Peace. That was the person who died in 2018 that we will miss the most. And of course, the winner that year was none other than
Stanley.
Damn, nigga, steal my thunder?
Yes.
Oh, ass. Stanley. Stanley won the award. Nobody else even came close. This year, because we found out that Rest in the Most Peace was a thing that Katie Nolan says on her sports podcast. Had to change that. Niggas can't be out here biting. So we changed it to the I Then Award. For when you peace out on someone, and you say, I Then. Right? Fairly simple enough.
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Oh, okay. Anybody, we lose anybody this year? That was shocking, of course, you know.
John Witherspoon.
I think John Witherspoon's probably going to run away with this one. So probably just call this the John Witherspoon Award, but, you know, hey. The year is not over with. You never know who else could die. You never know how much you care about those people until they, you know, die. Like, damn, who's currently sick? Somebody Google that. Google sick celebrities.
No one here is going to do that.
Do that shit, man.
No one here is going to do that.
We've got to get the Vegas odds. Vegas wants to know what celebrities are currently sick, because somebody big always dies around Christmas.
Call in to our radio station.
Yeah, somebody let us know what celebrity is on death's door.
Call us at 1-800 Masters of the Universe.
That's way too many numbers.
He-Man and also Skeletor doing a podcast at an undisclosed location.
What a completely normal and boring concept that is, right? He-Man and Skeletor doing a podcast where we antagonize one another and talk about current events. That's crazy.
It would be a dumb idea if it wasn't really happening.
That shit wild, man. Nigga, who? All right, who thought of that? Everybody has a podcast, right?
Every single person.
Everybody in the world has a podcast, and so it's only natural that you and I get together and have a pod, but you're still wearing wool drawers, nigga. Like,
it's part of my outfit.
Your
it's
outfit,
so that I have like, full mobility.
For what, nigga? We ain't gonna
full
run a marathon.
Full mobility.
Nigga, you act like...
Full mobility.
Stop saying that shit. You're so weird. And I have a skeleton for a face.
Yeah, what's up with that? Do you have a neck?
Your weak-ass daddy did this to me.
My dad was a saint. And if you think in
was he
your,
white?
If you
is
think
is he old?
If
every
you
every old white man is born with original sin, like with born with like bodies on them, nigga.
If you think
natives
that you could speak about my father the way that you have.
What's your father's name?
Father.
Yeah, all right. What, like, okay, so you're like a regular human person with like mad strength and shit. Like, what was your pops like?
He was like a dad.
Okay, and like, what did he like teach you? Like, yo,
you know, standard dad things.
Anything ever come up, you just like punch it. Is that what he told you? Like,
no, I found that out on my own.
Oh, okay. So, like, if you had a
after
disagreement,
come
like,
to my
what
recital
would he say you should do? Like,
hmm?
What would your pop say you should do in, like, to handle problems and shit?
He would say, you can't bite people because biting's bad.
Mm. Right. Okay. Well, answers a lot of questions. You want to know what my pops said to me?
Do you even know?
The one thing my father ever said to me?
What?
Yeah, I'll be there. That was it. The only sentence my father ever said to me. Yeah, I'll be there. All right, so that's it. That's the lineup. We'll probably add more awards to the Isla Pau Powies. But until then, nigga.
Did he show up?
Love, trust, and belief. We love y'all, niggas. Peace.
See ya.
Shut up, nigga.
This is the elevator music for the gateway to heaven. I made it in a spaceship that take 87. Chillin' watching holograms and lucky number 11. You get Kansas City shuffle just for fucking with my brethren. From the ghetto to living life like George Jetson. But of course with more sex and more flexing, I'm more or less obsessed with the prospect of killing time all together just as a concept.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. This has been a Hyphen Podcast Network production.
Dirt at bestest. I'm getting paid at exposure.